Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Differences Between Generative AI and Traditional AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Fundamentals of Generative AI for Sales course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamental differences between generative AI and traditional AI, their specific use cases, as well as the advantages and limitations of generative AI. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between these two types of AI, understand their unique roles in the financial services industry, and identify practical applications relevant to your work. Main content comparison of generative AI and traditional AI. Generative AI and traditional AI serve distinct purposes and operate on different principles. Traditional AI, often referred to as discriminative AI, focuses on recognizing patterns and making predictions based on existing data. For instance, a traditional AI system might analyze previous customer interactions to predict future behavior, helping companies like fintech refine their marketing strategies. However, it does not create new content or ideas, it strictly categorizes or predicts based on learned data. Conversely, generative AI goes a step further by creating new content, data, or solutions. It uses algorithms, such as generative adversarial networks, GANs, or transformer models, to generate outputs that mimic human creativity. For example, in the financial services sector, generative AI can draft personalized financial reports or generate customer service responses, enhancing the customer experience significantly. Understanding these differences is crucial for leveraging AI tools effectively in your work, particularly in customer service roles, where innovation can lead to better client interactions and satisfaction. Use cases for each type of AI. Traditional AI is primarily used in areas where pattern recognition is vital. For instance, in credit scoring, traditional AI models analyze historical data to assess risk levels of applicants, enabling financial institutions to make informed lending decisions. Similarly, predictive analytics in customer service can anticipate customer needs based on past behaviors, allowing businesses to proactively address issues. In contrast, generative AI is particularly powerful in content creation and tailored customer interactions. For example, a generative AI tool could analyze customer data to create customized marketing emails that resonate with specific demographics. In the financial services realm, it can help create dynamic pricing models or develop personalized investment strategies by simulating multiple market scenarios based on user preferences. Both types of AI offer unique applications that can enhance operational efficiency and customer satisfaction, and recognizing these can help you implement the right technology in your workflows. Advantages and limitations of generative AI. Generative AI offers several advantages. One significant benefit is its ability to enhance creativity and innovation. By generating new ideas, content, or solutions, it can help financial institutions stay ahead in a competitive industry. For instance, it can create automated responses for customer inquiries, significantly reducing response time and improving customer satisfaction. However, generative AI also has limitations. One challenge is the potential for generating inaccurate or misleading information if the underlying data is flawed. This can lead to poor customer experiences or misguided business decisions. Additionally, the complexity of deploying generative AI can require specialized skills and resources that may not be readily available in smaller firms, such as those in the fintech sector. Understanding both the advantages and limitations of generative AI will empower you to make informed decisions about its application in your professional context. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the key differences between generative AI and traditional AI, examining their unique roles in the financial services industry. We discussed how traditional AI focuses on pattern recognition and prediction, while generative AI excels in content creation and innovation. By recognizing the use cases for each type of AI and understanding their advantages and limitations, you can apply this knowledge effectively in your work. As you progress in this course, you will continue to build on these concepts to deepen your understanding of how AI can transform sales strategies. Reflection questions: how can you apply the principles of traditional AI to enhance customer service at your organization? In what ways could generative AI be utilized to create personalized client interactions in your role? What limitations of generative AI should you consider when implementing it in your business strategies?